Okay, John DiNardo, he earned his degree in science education from Keene University with electives in physics and biology, and he taught high school physics before returning to an electronics career during his 4.5 years in the Marine Corps. He graduated from the Naval Air Technical Training Center in Memphis, Tennessee, as Scholastic Honor Man in the Aviation Electronics Technician School. John DiNardo has had lifelong military and civilian careers in electronics, plus a college education in the scientific field of physics, all of which have given him the knowledge of electricity and magnetism necessary to understand the nature of our electrically driven solar system. So everybody, please welcome back to Late Night in the Midlands, Mr. John DiNardo. John, welcome aboard.
Hi, Michael. It's a pleasure being with you and your audience.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you back. Been looking forward to it. There is a lot going on, especially in the way of weather and earthquakes. And what's going on, John?
Well, the weather, the Earth surely is going through extraordinary meteorological and geological trauma. Earth has been experiencing an increase in weather, severe weather, and in severe geological events such as earthquakes and volcanic eruptions for the last 10 to 15 years. And you could just plot this activity on a chart, and you could see the steep rising climb in the meteorological and geological hyperactivity that, without a doubt, indicates to everyone, especially to scientists, that Earth is going through some terrible trauma, and many people do not understand the cause of it. It's kind of dangerous to know that you've got a, if a person had a physical ailment and their body was not operating properly, and if they continued on without checking it out to try to find out the cause of the ailment, they might die. And scientists don't seem to be concerned about this ailing Earth enough to find out what's going on. Well, the cause has been stated already. Unfortunately, we have a doctor, which is the New World Order, the global elite, the power elite who rule and dictate to the mass media and to all of us, tell us what to think and what not to think. That doctor is killing the patient, that is planet Earth and all of humankind, because they desperately want to cover up the cause of the problem with planet Earth so that the people will not rise up and become independent in order to protect themselves. They power this very small power elite, the ruling bankers of the world, the ruling monarchies of the world. Great wealth and power wants to descend into their underground cities, which they have spent our tax money on over the years, to develop these elaborate underground cities where they think they'll be protected, without telling the public, leaving the public to fend for itself. And this is the worst case of genocide you can imagine, to allow humankind to be afflicted by this terrible disaster that's coming as a result of a huge brown dwarf star, which is on a cometary orbit into our solar system. We know from ancient history what it has done. We have ancient records showing the disasters, the great flood of Noah's day, caused by the approach of this object, the 10 plagues of Exodus in the Bible, and the geological events surrounding it, such as the volcanic explosion of the great volcanic caldera, Santorini caldera, in the Aegean Sea, just north of Egypt. The explosion of that caldera destroyed the entire Minoan civilization around 1650 BC. and its effects are mentioned in the book of Exodus of the Bible in chapter 9. Well, we can go on with the details about our knowledge of it through ancient history, but our very profound and solid evidence comes from the field of science. Before the scientists, astronomers, astrophysicists were muzzled by the National Security Agency, we have newspaper reports from the New York Times. I'm holding the actual report in front of me. New York Times, I'm also holding another report from the Washington Post and another report from the third largest news magazine in the United States, U.S. News and World Report. Just these three alone, and there's another New York Times article. Well, got enough mainstream, high-end newspaper reports to prove that this thing exists. Let me just give you a background. Great background of this object. What it is, where it's coming from, is found in the New York Times article, which I have in front of me, Sunday, January 30th, 1983. That's 30 years ago. Just a little over 30 years ago. The title of this New York Times article is Clues Get Warm in the Search for Planet X by John Noble Wilford. Quote, something out there beyond the farthest reaches of the known solar system seems to be tugging at Uranus and Neptune. Some gravitational force keeps perturbing the two giant planets, causing irregularities in their orbits. The force suggests a presence far away and unseen, a large object that may be the long-sought Planet X. So here they're stating in this article that they knew about it and they've sought, scientists have sought this planet for many, many years. Continuing, evidence assembled in recent years has led several groups of astronomers to renew the search for this 10th planet. They are devoting more time to visual observations with the 200-inch telescope at Mount Palomar in California. They are tracking two Pioneer spacecraft, now approaching the orbit of distant Pluto, to see if variations in their trajectories provide clues to the source of the mysterious force. And let me just elaborate on these two spacecraft, Pioneer 10 and Pioneer 11, were sent up by NASA in the late 70s to go travel through the entire solar system and out beyond Pluto. And they were designed on a trajectory. Pioneer 10 was designed to fly a trajectory that would go very close to where their calculations told them that this massive dwarf star was located. The purpose of getting close to it was to exhibit, to see if this massive dwarf star would exhibit a gravitational pull on this trajectory of this Pioneer 10 spacecraft, which it did. They indeed confirmed that the Pioneer 10 spacecraft was pulled off of its orbit slightly by this object. So just measuring the transmitted information back to NASA, the information that stated the degree of diversion from its trajectory, and the point at which it was diverted indicated to them two things: the location of this object and its mass, because mass is a function, gravitational force of attraction between two bodies is a function of the mass of each of the bodies. Okay, so I'll continue on with the article. They proved that with the Pioneer 10 flyby beyond Pluto when it was out there far out. Now, unfortunately, it's traveled in because it's being pulled in by the huge, enormous gravitational force field of our sun. So in the last 30 years since this article was written in 1983, this object has actually entered our solar system. But I'll continue with the article. They're hoping that a satellite-borne telescope, quote, launched last week, that's January 1983, we'll detect the heat signatures from this planet or whatever it is out there. The infrared astronomical satellite was boosted into a 560-mile high polar orbit Tuesday night from Vandenberg Air Force Base, California. It represents an $80 million venture by the United States, Britain, and the Netherlands. Now get this, see, all these nations knew about it. The governments of the United States, Britain, and the Netherlands worked together. They spent our tax money, and they built this infrared astronomical satellite to look for this object, which they were concealing, whose identity they were concealing from the people. That's the way these people operate. They use our money to protect themselves while keeping us undefended.